people. We appreciate it.
Well, I had a chance to be at the auditorium. There's a lot of people around here that are legendary, and one of them is sitting right alongside of me now, Dick Barstow. Dick, who probably won more ball games high school coaching and the girls' team than anybody in the history of the state of Maine. Dick, where are you now?
Where am I now as far as living? I'm living in Florida in the winter and Moosehead Lake area in the summer.
Dick, you have a lot of memories of this auditorium and some of those great teams from Presque Isle and down in southern Roostook area.
Certainly have. From Katahdin to Mars Hill to Presque Isle, we had a lot of nice games here.
Any particular season, Dick, that you remember more than others?
Well, probably my memory being fading the older I get. The more recent one was our 95 state championship at Presque Isle when we beat Portland here in this auditorium. And Kim Condon scored 42 points in that game and set the Class A girls scoring record.
That's a pretty well-known name in Presque Isle because Steve Condon was one of the best players that ever came out of the area.
She was a great kid, and she was a very, very good ball player.
Dick, what about southern Aroostook? You've got some good memories from down there in that area.
Oh, yes. When the girls' first championship, state championships came, well, about 1975, I was at Katahdin, and we went down to Augusta Civic Center and played Halldale. And we lost that game in triple overtime, but there was a lot of memories right in that game.
And how about Mars Hill and Central Aroostook? You had a lot of fun there, too.
Absolutely. We won two state championships there, and both of them were very good. We had some great ball players. We had Sherry Weeks and Camilla Nicholas and Stephanie Lundeen and a bunch of other kids that really did a great job for them.
Dick, it must be hard. Some of the kids that never played in the auditorium to come down on their first trip. How did you go about getting their mind in the right place?
Well, what I would do is take them into the girls' locker room at the high school, and we'd simulate the locker room at the auditorium. I'd take them down the back hall and across, and then we have the assistant coach would count down and say, one, two, three, go, and we'd dribble out onto the floor just like we would here, and helped to take some of the jitters out of them doing that.
Dick, do you have a chance to see any basketball down in Florida at all?
I saw a couple of games, and I was disappointed. I didn't think their basketball was good at all, so I just quit going.
But there isn't anything like the excitement of this small schools tournament here in the Bangor Auditorium.
No, absolutely not. I did go to the state championship up in Lakeland at the Lakeland Civic Center, whatever it's called, and I could have sat anywhere I wanted to sit. There's twice as many people here as there was in that whole state championship, and there was no enthusiasm. It was just a disappointing event for me.
Do you have any contact with any of the players that used to play for you or any of the coaches?
Oh, yeah, I get a lot of the kids I keep in contact with on Facebook and email and that sort of thing.
You were telling me somebody, one of your players lives near you down in Florida.
Yeah, Cindy Scullion, who played at Presque Isle for me my first year was there, lives down in Presque Isle, and just a very short distance from where I am. And I was there 2 years before I found out she was down there.
You see Billy McAvoy while you were here?
Billy and I talk just about every once a week, talk basketball, and I helped him out a little bit on his summer clinics, and we do stay in touch.
And you spend your summers up here in Maine, don't you?
Yep, I right up in Beaver Cove in Greenville on Moosehead Lake, and I come up shortly after ice is out, and just before the first frost, early October, I head for warmer weather.
Yeah. Dick, I know we didn't have a chance to go over to the new auditorium because they weren't open yesterday, but that's going to be quite an impressive place.
It sure looks it from the outside. And looking at the floor plan here that Peter Webb had, it looks like it's going to be pretty impressive.
Well, Dick, thanks very much. Dick Barstow, of course. And, Dick, one final note. How many wins did you have on your resume?
I don't know exactly. Someone says it's around the middle, 660 some, but I didn't keep track of it. Other people have.
Well, I know one thing, Dick. You were a great basketball coach, and I enjoy talking to you. Thanks a lot.
Okay, Dewey. Nice talking with you, and good seeing you.